Now it's time for Wagoner's Walk. When Debbie Franks woke up on Friday morning, for a moment she couldn't think where she was.
Blimey. I can't have had it. Oh, it's you.
I'm about to feed her.
Never stops, does it? You were still feeding her when I dropped off.
Sleep all right?
Like a log.
Good sleeping on the floor, isn't it?
Mmm.
The Japanese do it all the time.
What, sleep on the floor?
Yeah.
Who says?
Tom.
Oh. Do you fancy him?
No. Nothing turns me on much these days.
Except feeding moonshine.
He's nice, though.
I still don't get him. Oh, do you want me to bring her over?
All right.
Come on, then. Up you come. That's right. Just a smile, cheeky. Here you are. They are warm, aren't they?
They are when they're wet.
Oh.
Vince says Tom's trouble is he's never been in touch with real life.
Oh, all that real life that gets up my nose. It's real for everyone, isn't it, till you're dead? Even if all you're doing is working on a production line.
Which is just about what you and me are doing.
Tea coming up.
I'm getting back into bed.
Here we are, Carol.
Put it down, there's a love. Just till I finish changing it.
How's that?
Great.
Debbie, do you take sugar?
No, thanks. I like the butler bit.
It's my turn.
Breakfast as well?
No.
No, we get our own breakfast. Oh, and then we take it in turns again with the evening meal. I do the shopping.
What's Tom do?
Labourer. Oh, and there's a kitty we put into it twice a week.
Cosy, isn't it?
You look a little better than you did last night.
Funny, you know, I thought it would put me off. Doesn't, though. She's not half as noisy as the baby at the hotel.
Offer's still on, you know, if you change your mind about moving in.
I thought you hadn't got a room spare.
Well, you can share this one with me, till Tom moves on, and then you can have it.
How about the others? They mind?
No, you'll be all right with them.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, Sonia.
Good Lord. Like it?
Well, yes, you look stunning. It's a bit outre for breakfast, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's not for breakfast. I was just trying it out on you.
Wouldn't mind a bit of toast, though.
All right.
And coffee?
I wouldn't say no. It'll do then, will it? You think it's okay?
Well, that depends when you're going to wear it, Sonia. What's it for? The club tonight?
No! It's for going to the solicitors.
Oh. Well, you do look marvellous in red, Sonia. And you've certainly got the figure for it, but I do think that very low-cut neck. I mean, for a solicitor's office in the middle of the morning. Well, Mr. Ritchie won't know where to put himself.
I know where he isn't going to put himself. No go.
No. It's too much of a cocktail dress, Sonia.
Oh. Oh, well. If you say so. Pity. Just Tony's cup of tea. I'll go and put my black suit on.
Oh, well, I have something to eat first.
Oh, no. I can't settle. Not till I've made my mind up. I mean, I want to make the right impression.
Well, Mr. Ritchie really won't notice what you're wearing. He's not that sort of man.
Want to bet? Anyway, it's not him I'm bothered about. It's Tony.
Tony won't be there this morning, you know, Sonia.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, that's the whole point of your having your own solicitor. And Tony has his.
You mean we aren't even going to talk about it?
The solicitors will discuss it.
Oh. Oh, well. Don't know what I'm bothering for, then.
I'll pour your coffee. The toast won't be a minute.
Poor old Tone.
What do you mean?
I feel like I'm going to a funeral if I wear that black suit. Tone doesn't like me in black.
Sonia.
I know!
Where are you going?
I'm going to try the blue dress. You'll really go for that?
Oh, not now, Sonia.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. I'll be back in a minute.
But mine.
Just calm down, darling. I'll be there.
It's 11 o'clock already.
I know, Claire, and our appointment is until 12. Oh, thank you.
What?
No, it's some papers for me to sign, that's all. Which will take about 2 minutes.
I just don't want anything to go wrong, Mike.
It won't go wrong. There's plenty of time. He's a good solicitor, Richie. He's a nice chap. He'll handle Sonia splendidly, all right?
Oh, I'm sorry to be in such a flap, darling. I don't know what's the matter with me. It's just that Sonia's been dressed and ready to go for about an hour. She's tried on 3 different outfits, and the one she's finally settled on makes her look as if she's going to a wedding. Certainly not to a solicitor's office for a divorce.
Is she there now?
No, she's gone up to her room again.
My room, you mean?
All right, your room, darling. Oh, it does seem a shame. She's really rather sweet now she's pulled herself together a bit. And she's such a pretty girl.
Says Kirsten.
Yes.
And she happens to have a reasonable amount of brain in her head.
And she's marvellous with the champ, of
course. And Tony prefers her.
I often wonder if that's partly why.
What?
The attraction. Because she's so good with the champ. It's the champ that matters to him. He does adore that baby.
And he knows his own mind about women.
Oh, how happy could I be with either were t'other dear charmer away.
What do you want about, Donald?
The ladies, of course.
Yeah, we've got a one-track mind. I'm much more interested in polishing these glasses.
Well, you're not missing your oats like I am. We don't get many in at lunch time, except at weekends.
Many what?
Women, idiot.
Might have ordered me a ginger wine, please.
Coming up, sir, coming. Welcome.
Hey, well, what brought all this on, anyway?
Two little ladies who've just come in. One pint of bitter.
Where?
Over there, at the other end of the bar.
Oh.
And one ginger wine. Are those Irishmen?
Oh, yeah, I see.
Why don't you go and ask them what they want? That'll be 88 pence, sir.
He's seen us.
Good. Let's hope he serves us, then. I'm thirsty after lugging your suitcase about.
I shouldn't have come in, Carol.
You stay where you are.
I've got to get back to the Herald anyway.
Look, Debbie.
I have.
And I've got to get to Turner's. I'm doing the shop this afternoon.
Look, if I'm back late again, Morris Gill will bust his elastic.
Stand still. You live near here. You can't never come into the local just because the barman used to be your lover.
My lover? If only he had been.
You're awfully quiet, Cliff. Everything all right?
What's that, Cheryl?
I said you're ever so quiet.
Yeah, well, I'm letting you get on with your studying, aren't I?
What are you doing?
Huh?
Not even whittling a bit of wood.
Well, I'm just thinking. That's what I'm doing.
Oh. What about?
Christmas.
Comes but once a year. Go on, then.
Well, I was wondering how you'd feel about spending it in Wales this year.
Wales?
Yeah, real Welsh Christmas. And my mum would be really chuffed.
Sounds good. You know, I always like Wales. The only thing is...
Well, what?
Well, what about George? We can't leave him on his own. Not this year, of all years.
Yeah. Look, I'll see what I can come up with. I just think it's time we got away from here for a bit.
You're not going to peer through the window again. It's far more disturbing than you creeping about pretending you're invisible.
Oh, all right. I shan't bother.
I'm stuck anyway. Well?
No sign of her, Sue.
Right, well, may I get back to work?
No. You're quite sure, Mike, that she told you she was coming back here before she went on to the Hot Box Club?
Yes.
I do wish you'd waited there for her and driven her back.
My dear Claire, Sonia is not a child, and I've got far better things to do with my time than sit for an hour in a solicitor's outer office. In this second chapter. Oh, there you are.
You're into the second?
I was. I'm back to the beginning of it again now.
Because I kept coming in.
Oh, no. It's just a total lack of inspiration.
I'm worried that she's upset. On her own somewhere.
Sonia? Probably gone shopping again.
She could very well have done.
Well, if you think she's taken the whole thing as lightly as that.
I think she could take it almost any way, Mike. I think her reactions are completely unpredictable.
Well, she went in quite calmly.
Of course she was calm. Why shouldn't she be? She has absolutely no grasp of reality at all. She believes exactly what she wants to believe. I keep telling you.
I know you do.
The trouble with you and Tony is that you expect her to have the reactions a normal person might have.
Well, you're the one who keeps insisting she is normal.
All I keep saying is that she's much better. Normal, such a silly word to use.
You used it.
Yeah, I know, I know. I'm being very illogical about the whole thing.
I just don't understand what it is you're getting in such a state about.
I can't explain.
Do you expect her to contest the divorce? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Because if you do, I think you're quite mistaken. She'll want the money. She's going to walk through that door and say the divorce is underway. I think you're going to be agreeably surprised.
Drink your tea, please.
What?
I said drink your tea. You're going to be late over to the pub if you don't get a move on.
And, what are you going to be doing?
Locke and Hume and 6 pairs of your socks.
Well, I thought I was getting a bit short.
Well, you're being Clover tomorrow.
Well, as long as I'm in clean socks. Hey, I've been thinking, Osho.
Not again.
I might chuck it in at the pub.
Oh, no, you bloody don't, Cliff Edwards.
What?
I know just why you're saying that. Carol told me this afternoon that Debbie's moved into the squat.
Yeah, all right, then. Look, she was in the pub at lunchtime. She's going to be in and out of their show till she has the kid. I can't take it.
Oh, yes, you can.
I can't. I just can't face seeing her the whole ruddy time getting bigger and bigger.
Now, look, if you've got any guts at all, you've got to. Sonia.
No, steady on. It might be Rob.
He'll be at the restaurant. He'll be drying his plate, darling.
Anyone at home?
In here, Sonia. Kitchen.
Hello there.
How did it all go?
I'm divorcing him.
Ah. Well, I told you. It's all for the best.
Yeah. I want a lot of money, though.
You're quite right. I'm sure Tony will be generous.
I think he should be. Mr. Ritchie says he'll have to be.
Yes. Well, yeah, he knows what he's talking about. Richie's a good man.
And he's got a lovely pair of hands.
Oh, has he?
White. With those long sort of fingers. You can tell he's never done a stroke.
Yes. Oh, well.
As long as you're happy about it, Sonia.
Oh, yeah, I am. And there's another thing I want, too.
Oh, what's that?
I want the baby.
The baby?
That's right.
What?
That's what I want. I'll have the divorce and the money, and I'll have the baby. And then I'll have Tony, why not?
What do you mean?
Well, he'll come back. If I've got the chance. It's the champ that matters to him. Like you said.
When did I say that, Sonia?
Did you discuss this with Mr. Ritchie?
Yeah. He thought it was a good idea. About me having the baby, I mean. Not about Tony coming back. Didn't tell him about that.
When did I tell you it was the champ that mattered?
Oh, you didn't tell me. You were talking to him.
On the telephone this morning?
Yeah. I listened in on the extension. I always listen.
That explains a good deal.
And Mr. Ritchie thought all this was a sensible plan, didn't he?
Well, he seemed to think I had a very good chance. I mean, I went on about it being my baby.
But you've never looked after the champ in your life.
Well, I can learn, can't I?
Where would you live? You haven't anywhere to take him.
Yes, I have. Here. And you'd like that, wouldn't you? Because you'd have the champ too.